What then are the three fetters? I've spoken about them on a number of occasions before. I've written about them rather technically, but tonight I'm going to describe them in very general terms, even in very basic terms, if I may say so, down to earth terms. In those terms, the three fetters are: one, the fetter of habit; two, the fetter of superficiality; three, the fetter of vagueness. And I'm going to say just a few words about each in turn. The fetter of habit. The dictionary defines habit as the tendency or disposition to act in a particular way. Thus, habit is a matter of action. Action, however, is an essential part of ourselves, not something just added on. In fact, according to the Dharma Vinaya, we are our actions. What we usually think of, what we usually refer to as a person, is the sum total of his or her actions. Actions of body, speech, and mind. And the person does not exist apart from them. The fact that we have a tendency or a disposition to act in a particular way means, therefore, that we have a tendency or a disposition to be in a particular way. And thus, we are not just the sum total of our actions. We are the sum total of our habits. We are our habits. We could even say that we ourselves, each one individually, we ourselves are simply a habit. Probably a bad habit. The person we think of as George or Mary and recognize as acting in a particular way is simply a habit that a certain stream of consciousness has got into, that like a knot tied in a piece of string. But since it has got into it, it can get out of it. It can become free from it. So breaking the fetter of habit means, essentially, getting out of the habit of being the kind of person we were, or even are. Just getting out of the habit of being that particular kind of person is only a habit you've got into. You don't have to be the way you are. There's no necessity about it. So breaking the fetter of habit means getting rid of the old self. Getting rid of the past self. Throwing it into the dustbin. It means becoming a new man. It means becoming a true individual. One who is aware, emotionally positive, responsible, sensitive, creative. It means becoming continually creative, continually recreative of our own self. The Buddhist doctrine of no self, incidentally, the Buddhist doctrine of anatta, does not mean so much that we never have a self. It means rather that we always have a new self. Always have a new self. And ideally, each new self that we have should be a better one than the last. That's what we mean by progress. Now, it's not easy to get out of the habit of being the kind of person we were, the kind of person we are. It's not easy to get rid of the old self. Not easy to get rid of the past self and to become a new man. And one of the reasons for this is other people. Not only have we ourselves got into the habit of being in a particular way, but other people have got into the habit of experiencing us as being in the habit of being in a particular way. So the sum total of people who experience us as what we were rather than as what we are is what we call the group. It is in this sense that the group is the enemy of the individual. Better to say, the enemy of the true individual. The group will not allow the true individual to emerge from its ranks. It insists on dealing with him not as he is, but as he was. And to this extent, the group deals with someone who no longer exists. You may experience this sometimes when you revisit your family after an interval of several years. So breaking the fetter of habit means becoming free from the old self, free from the past self. It means becoming free from the group. That is to say, free from the influence, the habit reinforcing influence of the group. It doesn't, of course, necessarily mean that we break off actual relations with the group.